Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome in, DFW. Glad to have each and every one of you on board. It is a Fan After Dark on a Tuesday night. Four-hour program happening tonight. We're excited, and so should you. No football tonight. That's all right. We will put the final touches, put the final bow on what was week five in the National Football League. I'm getting kind of confused here because I've been looking at college and high school football stuff pre-show. But no, week five is in the books. Big Monday night game last night, and now we're just a couple days away from, the little Thursday night football. I want to say the Giants are playing. I think it's Giants-Eagles on Thursday night, but we'll get to that here in just a little bit. Glad to have each and every one of you on board. 877-881-1053, 877-881-1053. Really, the only sports on tonight. Now, we do have hockey. The NHL opening night tonight, your Dallas Stars, we had a conversation about this last year, Blake, on what is it? What's the
stick tap? I don't know what you're referring to.
When the NFL kicks off, basketball tips off.
Okay.
What is hockey?
We skate off?
Is that it?
Skate off? Skates hit the ice.
Let's just call it a skate off.
They skate off.
Hockey skates off tonight.
I like that. I think when you say hockey skates off tonight, it sounds better than just the skate off.
Well, I mean, what else would we be talking? If we just said it skates off tonight, I mean, that could be any number of different things.
Yeah, I think it fits.
877-881-1053, 877-881-1053. From the 682, don't be a Stephen A. Smith wannabe. You're better than that, Fred. What did I say that made me a Stephen A. Smith wannabe?
There's already off to a hot start. There's also preseason NBA basketball.
Well, that I'm excited about. Not to say that we're not excited about hockey, but preseason basketball.
I'll give you $5 right now if you guess the four teams that are playing. Give you $5.
Are they in Abu Dhabi?
No, this is not the Abu Dhabi game. Spurs are in Abu Dhabi.
We're already done with the Abu Dhabi games.
Well, I don't think we're done. I just know the Spurs are the team that's out there.
Let's go Knicks.
Incorrect. There goes your $5.
Do I get one more guess? Give me one more. Charlotte.
Nope. Now you're losing money. Now you got to pay me.
I was about to say, you're really telling me the fine folks with all that money out in Abu Dhabi were like, you know what?
Man,
we want to treat our people here. Okay. To the Charlotte Hornets.
For both of you guys that aren't listening, the game is not in Abu Dhabi. This is a regular preseason game.
They're dead in Abu Dhabi. They're back. They're back stateside.
It's the Bulls and Cavs.
It's like the NFL putting the Jaguars in London. Like, you're not getting fans by doing that.
Puck drop.
Hey!
Puck drops tonight.
The puck drops tonight. Let me write that down. I want to make sure that we get that.
Put a P as well.
Yeah. Puck. In case I forgot. In case I wasn't sure.
Your handwriting, you might read it.
Can I say that? Because that probably has happened in other cases, but not tonight. The puck drops tonight. Shout out to you.
Okay, so that's the official term. But can we still call it the skate off?
I think we should definitely call it the skate off. What skate offs are happening tonight on Fan After Dark?
Are you asking me?
No, I was just speaking. Hypothetically or rhetorically.
Well, we do have
skate-offs happening tonight.
First game is already done. Panthers versus the Blackhawks. They won 3-2. The Panthers did. You got the Penguins versus the Rangers, and then you also got the Avalanche versus the Kings
tonight. Okay. All right. All right. And I will, on Thursday, when we get ready for the Stars, because we've now officially got Trevor the Creator, a.k.a. Trevor Beck, who is now our credentialed Dallas Star correspondent. And I want to say him and Reitma are Dallas Star guys.
Shout out to someone correcting us, but with the wrong answer. Hit us with the come on, but gave the wrong answer.
Come on, man. Face off. Doug in Colleyville.
Not representing Colleyville well, Doug.
Well, maybe that's the thing.
There's just different.
Maybe there's so much different terminology in hockey.
Because we got about half of you guys saying face off, the other half saying puck drop,
and puck then drops
me and Fred saying skate
well, see,
off.
And I was going to suggest puck drop earlier, but I was like, that's what I think of when I think of like kickoff, you know, like the season is kicking off.
Puck so, drops at 8.
Yeah, so you can't exactly use that same sort of verbiage there for hockey.
I don't mind puck drop.
I like ours the best.
What, skate off?
Skate off.
Skate off goes down at 8 o'clock.
You could say, like, puck drops for the season, you know, or something to that tune. But, yeah, I don't know.
I think we're going to – look, I say we start skate-offs and see if it takes off.
See if
the skate-off takes off.
There you go. Yeah.
Can the skate-off take off?
There you go.
I'll allow face-off only if John Travolta will be there.
It's the only way to do it.
I don't like face-off, though. I just think of fighting.
Well, I was going to say, the face-off – happens within the skate off.
Yeah.
You can't have a face off without the skate off. Huh?
Because you can't do it just walking out there.
No, you can't.
Gotta have skates on.
Okay.
Have you ever ice skated before?
I have once.
Did you fall on your ass?
I'll tell you what it was. So I was in a group home back in Kansas, and they took us. We were just happy to get out of the group home, to be honest with you. So I don't remember.
Okay.
I
got bad news today.
You what? You can't skate anymore?
You know, I got a new phone.
You fell on your ass while skating?
I dropped my phone today.
Broke it?
I didn't break it. I have a warrant.
Cracked it.
I have a warranty and a screen protector.
Why don't you have a case on it?
That's a great question. Because I didn't buy it in the Apple store. And then I tell myself and my mom, I said,
about you today while I walked by the Apple store.
I said, I'll just get one in Amazon. And I just haven't
gotten
around to it. I've had a lot of things going on.
And you dropped it today. I mean, you could have had, you know, if you just ordered it like during, you could order it during a break and it would be at your house. Maybe it's Prime Day. You probably get it by the time we get done with the show.
It's Prime Day? What does that mean?
Amazon Prime Day. It's where they have all these deals if you're an Amazon Prime member.
Amazon Prime is just.
Look, I'm not saying you're going to get a great deal, but there are like a lot of just superfluous deals out there that.
Well, maybe I'll order a case.
That's what I'm saying. You should order a case today.
Now, the question is, I have a warranty.
You know, it's within reason. I never did get you a birthday present, and I do owe you a shot. So, you know what? Maybe I'll order you a.
Do I get to pick it out?
No, it'll be just like this one.
Is that clear?
It was clear at one time.
See, mine look like that too. Now they're both orange/green. Right. Yeah, a clear one would be cool.
There you go.
I don't know. I like the clear ones, but I feel like just like you're talking about, Fred, like it just gets so dusty and grimy that like, you know, it kind of loses its sheen.
Mine's been hardened by, been discolored by black and mild smoke. So take that for what it is.
It's got scuffs on the side by the volume
already.
Button.
Dude, put a damn case on it, man.
Okay, let me just pull it out of my ass, Fred. I can't do anything.
He gave you a solution and utilizing Prime Day. I mean, are you solutions or are you problem?
Y'all are both, but he just said to put it on right now.
Well, no, I said get a damn case. I didn't say put a damn case on it. I said get a damn case.
I think both of y'all are.
Are you good with the plastic? Are you good with the
perfectly
plastic?
Right?
Better than nothing.
You want me to get your Nortex?
My question was, I'm trying to talk. I have a warranty and I have AppleCare. Should I go to the Apple Store and get a new iPhone? I mean, there's chips on it. Should I just go and be like, who cares if my phone's chipped? Phone that I got 2 days ago?
I mean, is it affecting your is it affecting the...
I mean, it doesn't look great. I'm just asking. Or is that too much to deal with the chips and just...
I mean, I would just deal with the phone.
Your first mistake was getting AppleCare.
Why?
Never get insurance.
You need AppleCare, bro.
I mean, if you're like 12 and jumping into pools, maybe. That's what I did.
Dude, AppleCare saved my ass. Are you kidding me?
I mean, but the problem is it just doesn't go for very long. Like, I think when I got it on the last iPhone I got, nice. I want to say it only lasted for like a year, maybe two.
That's all it lasts is a year. Then you got to rebuy it.
Yeah, and that was my issue.
That's most warranties.
Not for my Xbox 360 with Geek Squad at Best Buy. Man, I just kept that thing going. But I will say, I do understand why you didn't like immediately get a case. It's really nice when you get a new...
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Phone just to be able to just like marvel at it. But my problem is if I don't get a case like Blake from the jump, I will get used to holding it, the new phone, no case in my hand, and then guess what? You drop it and you start to mess it up early. So that's usually why if I'll get a case for a new phone, but every like month or so, I'll just like take it out and just be like, wow, what a beautiful phone, and then put it right back in the case.
Don't download the new iOS. It sucks worse than Jonah Heim.
I did download, I mean, I didn't download it, it just came with the phone, but I like it. I mean, there's definitely some quirks to it, and there's definitely some getting used to, like, all the search bars being at the bottom and just some of the UI, but it looks nice, very visually pleasing. My phone feels nice to use. It's still kind of doing the overheating thing, so that's not great, but...
It's only 7:08, and y'all are already fighting.
Well, that's tried and tradition. But to answer your question about the AppleCare and, like, getting a new phone, I'll be honest with you, I don't think that they're going to replace it unless it literally does not work. I could be totally mistaken.
I'm going to go up there and just ask them and be like, hey, is this worth getting a new phone? I mean, it's chipped, and then the front's chipped.
Well, why don't we call – I mean, I got to believe that some Tolo or Fatty works for Apple or has AppleCare experience or something like that. Should he get a new phone?
I mean, like, it's small chips. I mean, I can see because it's my phone, and I know exactly where I dropped it. It's not like a crack on my phone.
I mean, how long do you plan on keeping this? You plan on keeping this thing for a while,
probably
right?
Probably a while, yeah. I mean, so that's what I'm saying. That's why I would get a new one.
I wouldn't worry about it.
Well, my question was going to be, and this is a chance for you to flex on us, Blake. Is it like the newest model? Because that would be the one downside.
Yeah. It's the 17. It's the newest one. That's why I got it. And I haven't upgraded since the 13 Pro.
Yeah, so I
waited 4 years to upgrade. Got this one tonight. Already chipped it on like 2 days already. From having.
I got the I have the 13 Pro Max, and the only reason I was a little apprehensive and I asked that was because you know with the newest phone, it could be on like back order, so it could take them a little bit to get you.
Oh no! When I walked in, they had plenty. Like 2 days ago, they said they had like 500 of them. I mean, they could obviously be sold out now, but it wasn't a problem as far as. Stock, but what you got for us, Fred?
No, look, I mean, we'll see.
Enough of me talking about my phone.
We'll see what people say, and we'll get you guys to chime in. I got somebody clowning Pat Mahomes as well. Let's see. We got a couple people. I'm trying to, Fred, get him a Hello Kitty case. I wouldn't do that. You can't have a face-off without Nicolas Cage. Great point right there. Hey, Fred, what happened to Patrick Mahomes' clutch gene? It looks like Mahomes needs a good team around him, too. I don't know what that's supposed to mean. Let's see. Puck drop is like opening tip of basketball, and face-off would be like a jump ball in basketball. So, okay. All right. So, folks, chiming in, let us know the difference between the face-off, the puck drop, and then, of course, our favorite, the skate-off here on Fan After Dark.
And if you're Jerry, the flip-off.
Or the flip-off. Yes, that's right. Great call. What a transition by you. So he was fined $250,000 by the National Football League, which wasn't a huge surprise. Now, he said on Sean and RJ that it was inadvertent.
That was hilarious.
That there were a lot of Cowboy fans around.
And he meant to do a thumbs up.
And he meant to do a thumbs up.
I get him confused all the time. Middle finger and point versus thumbs up.
Because the thing was, and if you look, he did kind of try to do it on the sly, right?
Oh,
like,
yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, he just kind of, like, you can tell somebody was talking smack. Like, there were Cowboy fans in front
of him. They do it every game. He's in that. He's in an opponent's box. Yeah,
absolutely.
And he comes out to the edge, and they always heckle him. Because as a fan, for the most part, all you're going to do is gain. You're going to get a viral video reaction out of Jerry. Him ignoring you is no different than if you didn't talk to him. So they're always going to shout at him. They're always going to say something. And if Jerry even looks in your direction, that's already a viral video, let alone few flips you off, and then obviously the NFL sees it and has to reprimand him. But apparently he is appealing.
He's going to appeal it. I think he's just doing that for face value. I don't think that there's going to be any, I don't think he's going to win the appeal.
I mean, it's pretty clear as day.
I don't know how you inadvertently flip somebody off. I mean, that's a pretty wild claim to inadvertently do that. I mean, look, it was no David Tepper where he threw a drink at a fan.
Yeah, that was crazy.
I mean, at least Jerry was like...
Jerry's like smiling.
Jerry was smiling. I mean, now, look, if they were losing, yeah, he probably would have been a little more aggressive and egregious about it. But he's like, hey, whatever, you on the side, we're winning, we're kicking your tail. And that's exactly what happened. So, I mean, let's not, you know, pretend like Jerry ain't got 250 gur to go ahead. I want to say it goes to charity.
Yeah.
Those
what
those
charity
fines.
Do we know?
That's a great question. 877-881-1053. I don't know if he gets to pick what charity it goes to. It's an NFL sanctioned charity, I'm guessing, or something like that, or maybe to CETV.
Boys and Girls Club.
Research. Oh, you can never go wrong with the Boys and Girls. You know what? I don't feel like we see near as many Boys and Girls Club commercials like we used to.
Hey, that coupled with the breast cancer awareness commercial. It's literally October, and I feel like when I was playing football and stuff, the commercials are always
pink.
The whole month was pink. You went to school, it was pink. You went to a football game, it was pink. You went to a basketball game, it was pink. You went down your neighborhood street, it was pink. Like, I feel like the whole pink...
When did we stop caring about boobs?
Breast cancer awareness, I feel like it's kind of... I feel like cancer in general is more talked about, the different types of cancer. So maybe that's why. Because I feel like when I was younger, all I really knew about was, like, breast cancer and, like, maybe, like, I don't know, kidney... colon or something.
By the way, Vladimir Guerrero just hit another
one?
Home run.
Dude, he is having an Adolis Garcia like run. Remember how Adolis in their championship run was just destroying the Astros and hitting like a bomb every other game? That's what it felt like for Vladdy, and that's another
he
meatball.
He just hit another.
And he nukes them.
I was going to say, these aren't just barely getting over the outfield. These are like, he's throwing these things in the left center field. So, I tell you what, Yankees about to get swept. Because it's a best of five in the divisional round. So, yeah, they're on live support, top of the first, and they're already down 2-0. But a lot of baseball left, so we'll see. But the hot-hitting Vladimir Guerrero Jr. continues as they take a 2-0 lead over the Yankees with only one out, top of the first inning. So we'll keep you posted on that.
I did see Face for Content today at the gym.
You know what? You and I... had a very aggressive pre-show phone call, but that's what we do. That's where we're at, and that's what I love about. If people saw the outside the show stuff,
We can sell that behind a subscription.
that's for the Tolo Plus members to get, the Fatty Plus members to get that. But you came in and you saw. What are we calling her, by the way? Face for Content.
Just Face for Content.
Face for Content.
I mean, so some of the Tolos have already found it.
Yeah, no, if you know, you know. If you know, you know. I mean, somebody confronted you about it at the Star on Sunday when we were hosting at the Fan Hang. But you saw her again today, real quick, without sounding like too much of a creep. What was she wearing today? Same outfit?
Similar outfit. It was quick glances, and I saw her from a distance. It would have been awkward because I saw her right when I walked in. She was close to the front. So it'd have felt very intentional if I walked in and just walked up to her.
Yeah.
Once I was done stretching on the turf and I went to the free weights to do a little bit of a shoulder press or chest press, excuse me. She was out of my sight. She wasn't in the
facility. See her again after that.
I didn't see her again.
Okay.
I didn't really go searching for her.
Do we think that maybe the cables are her finishing move? Are we starting to feel that maybe?
You might have just came up with it. That's two for two.
Are we thinking that maybe cables are her finishing
moves? I've been studying your workouts, and tell me if I'm wrong. I've noticed that you do cables, and then you tend to go to your car after.
Just saying.
Is that a correct correlation?
It's that blue sedan, right? I mean, I said too much. I'm just observant.
License plate, Missouri? Okay, yep. Yeah, just making sure.
I'm just an observant person, okay?
No. But I didn't talk to her.
That's okay, though.
Actually,
you know
what? Was good, though. She saw me.
I'm okay.
I saw her.
Yeah.
Next time.
Not long enough, though, to make any kind of facial, smiles, anything like that.
Just a glance.
Did you head nod?
No head nod.
Okay.
I saw her recording as well. She was recording herself. Oh. I was recording myself.
You were recording yourself.
So
a lot of recording going on.
A lot of recording going on.
She does have a face for content.
She has a face for content.
See, you just told me. You could have said, see, I told you.
See, I told you. Flip. I get my cameraman and flip. Hey, get it on the camera. You want to talk a little Cowboys? Oh, we got our interview.
Woodson. No,
Let's
we're talking talk Darren Woodson. We're talking Darren Woodson. Blake and I caught up with It's criminal that he's not a Hall of Famer. All right. It is absolutely criminal that Darren Woodson is not a Hall of Famer. So let's lay out the show real quick. It is a Tuesday. We're going to do a little high school reunion. It's Duncanville DeSoto week. All right. It is Duncanville DeSoto week. Text into the program 877-881-1053. 877-881-1053. Text in. Let us know where your high school is at this week. Did you win last week? And look, we're in the throes of district play right now. So let's hear from you. And again, we'll get you ready for Duncanville DeSoto. We've got NFL Stack. We've got Carter Freeman talking all things college football. That's going to go down at 9 o'clock. We've got Mavs After Dark. That's going to happen at 8. We've got some audio from last night's game as well. And then, of course, you know how we do a little fair foul. And we will recap our picks from Week 6. But when we come back, Darren Woodson, A, is he mad about not being in the Hall of Fame? Does he feel like he should be? And what's the problem with this defense? We'll discuss all that and more with Mr. Woodson next. Don't go anywhere. It's Fan After Dark.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.